I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5, a little slide in action from H-E-R and Y-G.
You just will not let me call her her.
No, because it's not her name. It's her. H-E-R. It's an acronym. For Pete's sake.
Better known as her.
Okay.
We're not going to have two fights today.
No, we're not. And if you're just tuning in, it's a spirited engagement about pole dancing.
Yeah.
And I just think the perception is all wrong here.
I agree. Let me put a disclaimer on this. I do think the perception of pole dancing is changing. There's a transformation. It's going from your typical pole dancing to, you know, people actually take classes. It's an amazing workout for your core, this and that. They're turning it into something positive. But this mom messaged us because her daughters came home from school yesterday and stunned her and her husband when the girl said they want to take pole dancing classes. Now they're 10 and 12 years old. They got the idea from their friends at school after watching the whole Super Bowl halftime thing with J-Lo. And the mom's like, you know, we're totally against the idea. She says her mother-in-law, though, likes the idea. And she's saying it'll give the girls confidence, keep them off their phones. But she's like, I don't want my girls participating in exotic dancing. The mom-in-law's like, look, there's a difference between pole dancing and exotic. I just think
there
10
is. There's a huge difference.
I don't like it at 10 and 12, though.
Oh, my God.
I just think you, if they want to partake in something like that, do it when they're older. I'm not going to come home with my 10-year-old doing these acrobatic tricks on a pole.
Oh, my God.
I'm just not cool with it. 10, 12.
Open your mind.
Open my
mind. And see the good value in someone being physically active on a pole. I mean,
I just think it's still too provocative.
Oh my God.
For the kids.
Carla.
What?
You are way smarter than that. Come on.
I don't like it.
869-1093. Let's go to the power lines here. Power 93.5. Yes, sir. You got a comment about all this.
Hey, man. If your daughter at 10 or 11 years old came to you as a man and said, Dad, I want to take up pole dancing, what would your answer be to her?
I'd be saying, great.
No, I would not.
It's a good workout.
Carla,
why are we selling it as something sexual?
Carla,
we're selling it as sex.
You and I both know that Hitman would not say, yeah, it's okay.
Right.
At 10 or 11 years old. Hitman, no way in the world would you do that.
Mm-mm.
Because, first of all, you are an upstanding moral person and have character, and you're not going to allow that kind of scandalous behavior to jeopardize your career.
I mean, look, I agree with you on all of those things, and thank you very much. I appreciate that. All I'm saying is that we're looking at this completely wrong. It is a very good cardio workout. It's a very good way to get exercise.
No matter how good the workout, we have to realize this fact. We have over-sexualized our children at all ages, not just those young ages such as 10 and 9 and 11, but also our teenagers. They are way over-sexualized in this day and age, and we have to stop it at some point. There has to be a cutoff, put your foot down. No, we're not going to tolerate
all right.
this, and that would be
okay.
That would be
I mean, I'm okay with all of that. I'm simply saying that pole dancing is not the devil that it's being made out to be. I appreciate you, sir, and I respect
awesome
your
day.
Comments and really.
Okay, let me ask you this one more question.
Yes,
here,
please.
Man. So, if pole dancing isn't that devil, what is the purpose of pole dancing other than sexualization?
Well, come on.
They call it
a
sport
now.
Don't
be so simple, sir, to reduce it to one thing. You can't do that. You simply cannot do that. And I would submit to you that you sound like a highly educated man who has the ability to see the actual healthiness and bonuses of something like that. And I'm not
bonuses and health and push ups and sit ups and
okay.
jumping jacks and
all right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Thank you so much. I'm not,
you're not getting anywhere.
Nowhere
with him.
No, or you either.
But
I can't believe these simpletons.
I'm keeping
are
it real.
Doing this. Come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.